Han vår, ge vår få, ge vår kvinn sur på. Amen. Yesterday in the Armenian Church, we celebrated the Feast of the Holy Evangelists, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And those that have read the Gospels or have learned about the Gospels will know that the first three Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, are usually collectively known as the Synoptic Gospels. Synoptic is just a Greek word which means with the same eye. Because when we read them, they are almost exactly the same, with a couple of differences here and there, but it's the same storyline, the same movements of Christ, the same miracles, thank you, the same miracles, and very similar things with a couple of exceptions. And then we have John, the Gospel of John, which is completely different in its structure and contents, but is also very important. There's something that we need to also realize is that the Gospels, the four Gospels, are not biographies and they are not histories. They are not to be interpreted and understood as historical texts. And this is an issue with Americans, especially today in America in 2018, that we read the Gospels and we think, oh, this is exactly word for word how it happened. And then when we find a difference in another Gospel, we say, oh, they're fake. They're not real. We have to move on and we have to come up with something else. And this is true when we have a car accident. If we see a car accident, if all of us go and see a car accident or something happens in the church now, we're all going to give a witness account of what happens and it will be different. Because we all come from different perspectives, different backgrounds, right? If somebody, God forbid, were to faint in the church today, the doctors in the church will say, well, their blood pressure was this, and this was this, and all the different medical terms. While the priest would say, well, they fainted during this part of the service, which represents this and this. All coming from different points of view and different backgrounds. There's this rumor also in the America today, and throughout the world, unfortunately, that the early church suppressed other gospels. That there used to be more gospels, and that the early church, because they wanted power, decided to get rid of these other gospels. And we've heard of these other gospels. The Gospel of Thomas, the Gospel of Judas, even the Gospel of Mary. And this is not true in any stretch of the imagination. We have the records from the early church centuries of what happened. And we're going to see that that's not true. In fact, all the other early church knew about these Gospels, and they all said that they were garbage. That's why if we read them, we will see that they don't talk about salvation. And that's what the Gospel is. It's not a biography. It's not a historical text. But it is a testimony of salvation. The four Gospels were known throughout the world in the very early centuries. And St. Irenaeus of Lyon in the 2nd century already said there are only four Gospels and there should only be four Gospels, not three and not five. And he explains that there are only four Gospels because at the time there were only four winds of the earth. There are only four corners of the earth. At the time also there were only four elements of the earth, right? Rain, water, dirt, and fire. So there could only be four Gospels. Four is a perfect number at that time. But also when we read the Gospels, we see that each Gospel is addressed to a different group of people. It has a different nuance to it. The Gospel of Matthew is written only to the Jews. That's why in the Gospel of Matthew, we see that almost more than 60 times Matthew says, and this prophecy was fulfilled. The prophecy was fulfilled that said this. Because for the Jews, that was very important, that the prophecies were fulfilled. Whereas when we read the Gospel of Mark, he's writing to Gentiles, non-Jews, and they don't care about the prophecies. So that's why in the Gospel of Mark, there's only one prophecy, and it's at the very beginning of the Gospel. Otherwise, he doesn't mention anything about the prophecies, about Jewish customs, because it doesn't matter to them. The Gospel of Luke is written to Hellenized Jews, Jews that have become Greekified, Hellenized, almost like Armenian Americans. We're Armenian by nature, by ethnicity, but we live in America today, and we have our American customs. And so he's writing to them as well, explaining to them Jewish customs that they may have forgotten, but also so that they know where they came from. And so it has a lot of prophecy as well. He's also a doctor, St. Luke. That's why all of the healing miracles that take place in the Gospel of Luke are very, very detailed. More detailed than in the other Gospels, because that's where his eye goes to, is the detail of the illness. And the Gospel of John is written to the entire world. And we hear this when he writes, God sent his only begotten Son, so that anyone who believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life, that he come to the entire world and save it, that Christ is the light of the world, not the light of the Jews, not the light of the Gentiles, but the light of everybody. This is why John's theology and his structure is very, very high. But also, each gospel writer, each evangelist has a symbol. They have a figure that is assigned to them. And this goes back into the Old Testament and in the New Testament as well. And they are usually found on the gospel covers. And our gospel cover has this as well. There's an eagle, a lion, an ox, and an angel or a man. And the man is attributed to St. Matthew, the ox to St. Luke, the lion to St. Mark, and the eagle to St. John. It is important to remember that the Gospels are not biographies, but rather they are a message of salvation addressed to a different people for a specific reason. So then the question arises, how do we become evangelists? How do we preach the gospel? And there's a story of a parish priest who was very upset with his people. Not me. One who is very upset with his people and frustrated with his people. So he goes to the bishop and he says, Bishop, Holy Father, Your Eminence, I need advice. My people are not listening to what I am talking about when I talk about the gospel. I preach about the gospel every week. I went to school for years. I've learned and studied the gospels inside and out. I do Bible studies and no one comes. I preach and no one listens. I memorize the Gospels from beginning to end in all the different languages that I need to know, Greek and Armenian and English. And I even put it on Facebook, on social media, and on the website, and still they do not know the Gospel. What can I do so that they learn the Gospel? And the bishop looks at the priest and he says, You are right. You know the Gospels very, very well. And you have been well educated in them. Now go and live the gospel. And when you live the gospel, the people will learn it. The holy evangelists have preached the gospel of Christ throughout the entire world. And they did this not by their words, but by the way they lived. And the way they lived, the people saw and they repeated it. If we want our families to learn the gospel, if we want our people to learn the gospel, and if we want others to learn the gospel, we should not have to be eloquent speakers, but we have to live a righteous life. And it is only then that people learn the gospel. This means that we have to live a life without lying, cheating, stealing, gossiping, conniving, conspiring, and feeling hopeless. I pray that God give each of us the strength and the courage to live the lives that the evangelists live. And I pray that we are able to preach the gospel of salvation, the gospel of hope, to everyone we come in contact with through the ways we live our lives. Because it is then that we will be able to become true evangelists and become disciples of the evangelists and be able to praise the glorious Holy Trinity. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.